Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
God established a covenant with Abraham that applies to us today. And we are blessed. The blessing of Abraham is ours. It includes material prosperity. The curse of the disobedient is not ours. And we read numerous scriptures in Deuteronomy 28 about working hard and losing what you had and finally getting something done and somebody else coming in taking it away from you and all kinds of poverty things that are a part of the curse of the law. And according to Galatians 3:13, I'm redeemed. You're redeemed from the curse of the law. Don't have to have it. Poverty is a part of that. Sickness is too. But let's go on this evening to another area. We talked about what kind of God did Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob know. These were the patriarchs. But let's go on today to talk about this. What kind of God did King David know? And we're going to look at King Solomon. And we're going to look at King Jehoshaphat. And we're going to look at the kings for a little bit here. That comes next in the scriptures. Somebody says, what does that have to do with us? Well, I was hoping you'd ask that. Turn on over to the book of Revelation before we dive into this. The book of Revelation. Boy, I got lots of notes tonight. Is that good?
Yes.
In Revelation, the first chapter. Revelation 1, are you there? And verse 5, he said this revelation and this epistle here is from Jesus Christ, Revelation 1:5, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. Jesus is called the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto him that loved who? Us. And washed us from our sins in his own blood. And let's just stop right here. Who are these kings of the earth that he's prince of? Who's that talking about? Would that be talking about the people that's in positions of authority right now on the earth? Verse 6, what did it say? Here's the answer. And has made us, who?
Us.
Come on now, you ought to get happy about this. He has made us what?
Kings.
Kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Has he made us kings? When it says he's the king of kings. Who are the kings? He's king of. That's a little weak. This hadn't been taught, maybe as strongly as it could or should have been. Are you a king?
Yes.
Is this talking about you?
Yes.
Has he washed you in his blood?
Yes.
Did he love you?
Yes.
Well, then this is the same us that he said have been made kings. So whether you feel like it or not, whether you understand it or not, accept the word and say, I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
He's made me a king. See, just as surely as he loved you, he made you a king. Just as surely as he washed you in his blood, he made you a king. Same verses right here. Right?
Amen.
Then this should cause you to become more interested in all the writings about kings. Do you see why I take the time to do this? Because so many times people look back there and they go, well, yeah, you know, they had kings and kingdoms like that. That was pretty interesting. That's pretty cool. But they think it has no application to them, and that's one reason they don't read it. No, everything that's talking about kings The good ones applies to you. All the principles and all the truth, because this is faith school. Your whole life, earth, is faith camp. You're being trained. You're being trained in the things of God. You're being trained to work with the Holy Spirit. You're being trained to use and walk by faith. For what? Not just sit on a cloud and play a harp throughout the ages. Does the Bible not tell us that we're going to rule and reign? Who does that? Who rules and reigns?
King.
We're going to rule and reign with Him. You might think, me? I'm from Branson. I'm from Harrison. I'm from out in the country. I don't know a thing in the world about being a king. That's why He's teaching you right now. And He's going to teach you later. But you and I are going to rule and reign if you believe the Bible. You got to believe this. We're kings. Who ever heard of a bunch of broke kings? Who ever heard of poverty kings? Well, I'm a poverty king, somebody would say. Who ever heard of such? When you think king, what do you think? Huh? You think gold crown. Well, great big honking jewels. I don't mean these little bitty, you know, dust stuff. I'm talking about poop, you know, emerald, ruby, diamond. How many know what kind of clothes kings wear? They don't wear toe sacks. What kind of clothes do kings wear? What kind of shoes do kings wear? What kind of chariots kings ride in? The best. What kind of thrones do they sit in? Some old rickety something? Rusty something? No, ivory. Ivory. Gold. What kind of houses do kings live in? Huh? Well, after all, you know, the Lord said, in my Father's house are many efficiencies. No, I didn't. Many what?
Mansions.
If you look up that word, it means it's literally abode or a place where you live. One word is the word manor that comes from it. It's an English word that means landed estate. How many believe there's some nice places in heaven? And the Lord's working on yours. Right now, He's custom building it because He knows what you like. And when you get there, for the next 1,000 years, you'll be going, ooh, ah, oh, wow. And you'll be doing a lot of this. Oh, God, you're so good. Oh, God, you're so good. You knew what I like. You knew exactly what I would like. You'll be doing that on and on and on and on. And you'll never get tired of it. But, of course, that's not necessarily God's will for here and now. That's what millions believe. How many understand there are millions of Christians? They'd fight you if you tried to tell them that there's going to be blind people and crippled people and people with cancer in heaven. They'd say, you know, there's not. You'd say, yeah, sometimes in heaven you'll find some sick people. They'll say, blasphemy, error, right? But yet they'll do everything within your power to tell you that down here, sometimes it's the will of God. They just got through telling us that God has two different wills. He's got a completely different will for heaven than He does here. And that is completely contrary to what He taught us to pray. Didn't He say, pray that thy will would be done on earth, how? Even as it is in heaven. That tells you two things. At least two things. Tells you one, there's not two different wills. One for heaven and one for earth. It also tells you God's perfect will is not being done in its entirety on the earth, or He wouldn't teach you to pray that it would be. Right? If it's all right for me to live in a mansion in heaven, then it's all right for me to live in one down here. If it's all right for me to wear kingly robes in heaven, then it's all right for me to wear king. Somebody said, well, you know, I actually heard a fellow trying to write a book and everything said, would Jesus wear a Rolex? Well, if he had a watch, they didn't have them back then like that. But if he had one, what kind do you think it would have been? His clothes were so expensive that the soldiers gambled over them. Did you hear me? He had some nice stuff. He had people that made it their job to follow him around and support him financially, that had a lot of money. Now, he didn't own a lot of property. Neither did Abraham. Abraham didn't have title deed to 1 acre, but was one of the richest men of the East. Sometimes people try to take that and say, well, you know, Jesus said, you know, the foxes have their dens and the birds have a net, but the Son of Man doesn't have where to lay his head. But he did have a place to stay. He enjoyed some nice stuff. He just didn't have title to it. And, you know, we don't have to have title for everything that goes on down here. It just at the right place, at the right time. Here's the nice thing to help you do what you're called to do. Everybody say kings.
Kings.
He's made us.
Kings and priests,
unto our God.
Unto our God.
Now, did you read the scripture now? Let me read it to you again. From Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, to him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and all of it goes together, and has made us kings and priests to our God. Does he love you?
Yes.
Did he love you and wash you from your sins?
Yes.
Did he just as surely make you a king?
Amen.
And a priest? Yes. Unto your God. So no matter how you feel about it, if you feel like a king or a pauper, or how you think, none of that matters. Believe the word and accept it. Say it out loud. I'm loved of God.
I'm
washed in the blood.
And
I'm made a king.
And a priest.
To my God. Now later on, this is really going to mean something to us. In the days to come, in the ages to come, God is going to demonstrate to the people of the world that he chose us. That's another subject in its entirety. But friend, we might as well get used to the idea. We're kings. We're made to rule and reign. Kings are rich.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The God of David, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R604. That's R604. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.